one of the things I hope to see is when you get two stars called neutron stars. Now, a neutron star is probably twice or three times as heavy as the sun, but compressed into a ball about 10 kilometers across, so the size of a city. And there are places where there can be two of those things orbiting around each other at about 100 or even 1,000 times a second. The incredibly dense neutron stars spin round each other, churning up the space-time. As they spiral in, going faster and faster, Einstein predicts this sort of violent cosmic event will create something called gravitational waves. But what exactly is a gravitational wave? It's not that easy to describe.
If a wave came through this room, it'd... ripples in.
Space-time isn't just something that's, you know, up there amongst the stars. It's here, right? It's in front of me and it's inside me. So when I move, I disturb it. I send out ripples in it. It's just like if I jump into a swimming pool and start swimming, I'll send out ripples on the surface of the water. It's the same with space-time. In theory, these waves would cause space and time to stretch and shrink as they pass through the universe.